Hello and welcome to Inside Lighter Life, the monthly podcast from Lighter Life. I'm Lester Milbank. This is the place to listen to tips, advice and features on how to lose weight fast, as well as interviews with health experts, Lighter Life counsellors and real life clients. Now, Lighter Life offers weight loss and weight management programmes for both women and men who have at least one stone or more to lose. You can always find out more by visiting our website, lighterlife.com. Now, in this show, we hear from Lighter Life client Gina Spurgeon, who's maintained her weight loss for over 3 years. We find out how the Lighter Life range of products are developed. And we have some pearls of wisdom from our learning and development manager, Helen Goldstein. But first of all, how to stay on track, building and continuing on your success. Here are some ideas from Lighter Life counsellors.
How to stay focused on the programme, it's about visualising where you want to be. If you can see what you want, it's like creating a picture in your head. You can close your eyes and you can see yourself being, doing, feeling the way that you want to be. That's something that you can aim for. If you don't have the goals, you don't have the visualisation, then what are you doing it for? And, you know, doing something this different to conventional food, you need something to hold on to. So you've got to really want it to achieve. So that's a great tip.
For me, I think what I tell my clients is just take every day as it comes. Don't think too far in advance. It can be quite daunting when you've got something like Easter coming up and there's an event. You think, how am I going to cope on Easter Sunday? Everyone else is going to be eating. How am I going to... Don't focus on that. Just get through each day. Focus on the day. Then when you get to the end of the day, you congratulate yourself for getting to the end of the day. The next morning you wake up, how brilliant do you feel because you've made it through that day, and then you focus on the next day ahead. So just take it each day as it comes, and before you know it, you've done a week.
One technique to keep focused is if you find yourself a buddy, either a buddy in your own group or a buddy anywhere else in the country who's also doing the program, so that when you're feeling a bit low or feeling not as positive about abstaining from food, you've got someone to contact, either with a text or a call or an email. It's a great way of keeping yourself focused.
I regularly encourage my clients to set themselves goals. And I say, I don't want the goal to be a long-term goal, maximum 4 weeks in advance, basically. And do stick to the measures. So think in roughly 3-4 weeks' time, what do you want to achieve? Is it a particular weight loss? Is it to get into a certain outfit? Have you got a wedding coming up that you want to look a particular way? So that on the tough days, because there will be tough days, you can actually focus on that ideally tangible, if not visual, goal that you want to achieve, and that will keep you on track.
I think the important thing is to remember why you're doing it. And it's to, I like to think about it when I'm making a decision around what I want to do around eating of any sort, is I make the decision with all of me. I used to make the decision with my eyes and with my mouth. And now what I do is I think of all of me before I make any decision about what I'm eating. So if you just remember what it is you want to look like, what do you want to feel like, and decide whether the choice you're making, is it going to allow you to keep that or get to that? And that's what's going to keep you focused. That's what's going to keep you going in the right direction.
Some great ideas there from our Lighter Life counsellors. Now, you're listening to Inside Lighter Life, our monthly podcast. If you'd like to write to the production team, that would be fantastic, sharing maybe your Lighter Life journey, or maybe you have some new ideas for the podcast, then our email is podcast@lighterlife.com. podcast@lighterlife.com. And by writing to us, you'll be entered into the monthly draw, and one lucky person will win £100. And I'll be announcing this month's winner at the end of the show. Time now to talk about the Lighter Life product range. That's the soups, shakes, mixes, management bars and ambient meals. How long does it take to develop a new product? I spoke to product development manager Rob Rohner, and it was very clear that it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it certainly does not happen overnight. The average product within Lighter Life, food pack product, I'd say takes between 6 and 9 months, anything up to a year to develop from start to finish. We listen to feedback, most importantly, feedback from our counsellors, feedback from our clients on the types of products which they'd like to see in the range, and then see where industry tastes and trends are going. And we have access to a wide variety of information. We work with a range of suppliers, both in the UK and across Europe. And we have to set up very specific briefs of what we're looking to achieve in introducing this product, as well as adhering to quite strict legislation from the UK and Europe, so that the end product is what we would call nutritionally balanced.
Now, I do believe you can't reveal what you are tasting today, but I think you have just been tasting a potentially new product today, just down the corridor. What were you looking out for?
What we look for are a variety of different sensory attributes. So, you know, what you can taste, what you can smell, what the look of the product has, and as well as more, I suppose, technically specific items such as sort of the mouthfeel and the aftertaste.
Okay, Rob, let's just talk about the product range. Give me an idea. What have we got at the moment?
At Lighterlife, we have our main product category, which is our range of food packs. And within this food pack range, we have three quite distinct product lines. We have our sweet range, of which porridge and chocolate are particularly popular. And we have our savoury range, where we've just seen new launches in minestrone and shepherd's pie. And also we've got a range of bars, which earlier this year we relaunched toffee, and has proved to be particularly popular.
Let's look now at the rest of the range we've got. We've got some mixes, and we've also got some management products as well, haven't we?
We do indeed have a range of mixes, which can be used on any of our Lighter Life plans. We have three drinks mix flavourings, which can just be added to water to produce a virtually no calorie drink. On top of that, we also have something we launched last year called Mousse Mix, which is a instant gelatin powder, so unfortunately not suitable for vegetarians, but enables any of the sweet food packs or shake range to be made very quickly and easily into a mousse, so that it takes about 2 minutes to make and ensures that you can still consume your food pack within the allocated 15 minutes.
So you say eat within 15 minutes. Why is that the case?
Okay, we advise all of our food packs to be consumed within 15 minutes, because this ensures that all of the micronutrients, and in particular the vitamins that they contain, are still active for that period of time, because many vitamins deteriorate over time. So to ensure that you're receiving a nutritionally complete or nutritionally balanced diet with Lighter Life, we do advise consuming them all within 15 minutes.
Moving on now to the management products, meal replacement bars and ready meals. We've got an exciting range here, haven't we, which are becoming increasingly popular?
We do. And indeed, it's one of the areas that we're really looking to develop within the coming years at Lighter Life. Our products, they're particularly suitable for weight maintenance. So this is once you've reached your weight loss goal. We have a meal replacement bar, which can replace up to two meals a day. We also launched a range of management ready meals earlier this year. So these are meals that are appropriate for use for clients once they reach their weight loss goal and are looking for a handy and convenient way to help them maintain their weight. And they're all healthy, low-fat, high-protein meals for one. The really useful thing about these meals is that they can be stored at room temperature for up to a year, so there's no need to refrigerate them. They're all made from completely natural ingredients with no artificial colours or preservatives, so there's no rubbish in them at all. It's the special slow cooking process which really gives them that sort of depth of flavour, as well as giving them such a long shelf life.
Now, Rob, you mentioned feedback. Feedback is important to us. How can clients feedback about what they feel about our product range?
Okay, well, as I mentioned, we do gather feedback ourselves, so we proactively go out there and conduct surveys and taste panels with our clients. However, for any client who did wish to give us their own feedback on any of our product range, we have a dedicated email address for that, so you can speak directly to our new product development team. The address for that is productreview@lighterlife.com.
And just to confirm, if you have any ideas about our Lighter Life product range, then our email is productreview@lighterlife.com. That's productreview@lighterlife.com. Still to come, we hear from Learning and Development Manager Helen Goldstein. And also we'll be announcing the winner of the competition. Time now to meet a Lighter Life client who's maintained her weight loss for over 3 years. Her name is Gina, and she tells her story.
Because the retirement from work was such a shock to my system, because I had no intention of retiring, even though I was 65, I hadn't any intention of retiring, I decided that, well, you know, if this is going to be the case, have a relook at my life and let's do some of the things that you've always wanted to do and never achieved. And one of them was to actually lose some weight, but I wanted a good eating regime more than anything else, and I'd looked up all sorts of things, done some research, and I'd looked at Lighter Life, and I had a friend who'd actually been on Lighter Life, and she was just incredibly amazing. I didn't recognise her, so that kind of is what gave me the push to go along, and that just completely changed my life. And that was 3.5 years ago. I lost just under 4 stone, which was amazing. And I've managed to keep it off. Last year, my mum died, and I think that triggered off a bad time for me. I was in not a very good place. And I slowly went down this slope, pulling myself back but going back down again, until fairly recently when I emailed Lindsay and I said, look, I kind of hate to say this, but I think I'm failing a little bit, and I was very concerned and very worried. And she was absolutely amazing, as I knew she would be anyway, and said, well, come along and let's have a look at things. And it just made me realise that the classes are the most important thing. The counselling that I had initially was phenomenal. That's what changed my outlook on food and the reasons why we eat and the reasons why we should eat and shouldn't eat. And what's happened now is that I'm back on track again, and having lost that little bit of extra weight that I put on, and I just feel amazing.
What did you learn about yourself? What habits, what did you learn about yourself in terms of food?
In terms of food, I learnt that there are items and everyday things in life that create triggers. There are items of food that are trigger related, and once you sort of have those, they sort of give your mind the right to go and eat something else which is just as bad and 10 times worse and more. And in life there are instances that trigger off bad eating habits.
And for you?
And for me, any kind of personal stress will make me, if it gets too low and I can't cope with it and I can't analyse it and get to grips with it, I'll think, oh, you know, I'm sure a bit of chocolate's going to make this feel better. I know a bit of chocolate's going to... And you get all those crooked thoughts. The main objective in my mind is that I want to stay as I am. And that's uppermost in my mind. And I think that I've learnt just recently again that going to the classes, getting the support and being able to talk to other people who are clearly in the same position and all have their own little issues is extremely helpful and keeps you on track. There's no doubt in my mind at all. The classes, even if you go as somebody who's maintaining her weight, if I went once a month, it's important that you do it. I would find a mirror
And I'd look at myself and I'd say to myself, now you can do this, you have done it, look how far you've come. You don't really want to throw all that away, do you? And I literally would out loud talk to myself, whether it was in the cloakroom or wherever it was. That's what I would do. And it actually worked for me.
What would you say to someone who is fearful of when they start to eat traditional food again?
To be fearful of putting on the weight is not something that you need to worry about. The most important thing is that you know you can do it. You've been there, you've done it, you've lost the weight. Maintaining the weight is going to be equally as easy if you keep uppermost in your mind the issues and the lessons that you've learned. Because of the way I look, I feel better. I feel able to deal with most issues. And not panic about things, that's the other thing. Don't panic about things, take things in their stride. And we'll sort this. Because I've sorted my life, my eating, the way I look, I feel that it's now given me the confidence to sort any other problems that come my way. We'll sort it. Look in the mirror, we'll sort it.
And many thanks indeed to Gina. Now time to announce the winner of our competition, which is more like a lucky draw, really. And you can enter simply by emailing the show anytime during the month with your weight loss story, or maybe you have an idea for some topic that we could discuss or explore in the show. Well, our email is podcast@lighterlife.com, podcast@lighterlife.com, and just drop us a note. We're delighted to hear from you. And the winner chosen from our emails this month is Angela Dean from Peterborough. Congratulations to you, Angela, and £100 will be winging its way to you shortly. Time now for our monthly thought with our resident learning and development manager, Helen Goldstein.
Hi. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing, so said Helen Keller. And when you think about an adventure, adventures are, when you see them on the movies, made up of all kinds of challenges that when we're watching, we find them really exciting. And in fact, we often sit on the edge of our seat to see how the hero is actually going to face into that challenge and find the solution so they come out the other end and be the winner. So Helen Keller is actually one of my heroes because I think she's a wonderful example of what we're all capable of achieving with the gifts we've been given. It's the ability to face into your challenges and know that there are always ways to turn them into opportunities. Now, what I invite you to do is to look back at the challenges you've already overcome and take the time to reflect on the skills you've used to do so and the qualities you've discovered about yourself that you may not have been aware of before. And take the time to celebrate going forward. Your challenges provide you with the opportunity to realise how amazing you are. I invite you now to take some time before you sleep to think back over your day and think of all the challenges, if you like, all the adventures of your day, however small, that you manage skillfully, and take the time to be proud. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this month. Many, many thanks indeed for listening. Next month, we'll be talking to Sarah Kelly, one of the directors of Lighter Life, about some fascinating new research commissioned by Lighter Life. So from me, Lester Milbank, until next time, bye-bye for now.